Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. When you were a kid, you probably had a dream about how your life was going to go. And your life most certainly did not turn out that way, did it? Even if your dream was more realistic than growing up to be either an astronaut or a fireman. As a kid, I wanted to be a pro football player and then follow in Neil Armstrong's small step for mankind. As I got a little older, it was a pro football player and a sports commentator. So I guess I got half of the dream, right? As I got even older, I thought, hey, you know, the whole PGA thing would be pretty great. But alas, I suck at golf, and at 5'9", not very advantageous to being in the NFL. So I'll keep the little old radio gig, and it really truly is a dream come true, albeit just half of one. The good news is I'm not alone in thinking this. According to a new survey, 2 out of 5 people say their life has not met their childhood dreams and expectations. That's especially true for people, get this, under 34. 48% say life hasn't quite worked out as smoothly as planned. Things get better as you get older, though, and you have a little more perspective. Only 26% of people over 65 say their life didn't meet expectations. 26% of people start their careers later than expected. 12% get married later than expected. 14% had kids later than expected. 15% thought a house later than expected. You're seeing all this later and later and later. It's not necessarily wrong. It's just not at the pace you thought necessary. 58% of people said that now that they're older, they realize the biggest key to having a rich life had nothing to do with being a spaceman or a fireman or whatever it was. It was having kids. That is what gave them a, quote, rich life. Something to consider. But never, ever stop dreaming. I know I haven't. There's always the senior PGA Tour. With a commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. You want to get that warm, fuzzy feeling? Go to David's and go find something for somebody. Because even for guys, they got really nice stuff in there for the ladies, of course. Beautiful jewelry. And they buy and sell precious metals. So to find out more, go to davidsjewelryandcoin.com. Or go see them on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.